A bomb exploded today at a crowded Jerusalem bus stop near the main entrance to the city, injuring at least 25 people, including many seriously.
Now joining us live from Jerusalem to discuss this story, Associated Press correspondent Aaron Heller. Or I imagine it's a pretty chaotic situation there, Aaron. Thank you for joining us. We're amazed that so far the report is injury. Are you hearing anything about death at this time?
Well, not yet, though, and I apologize in advance for the quality of the line. As you can imagine, it is pretty hectic over here. I'm actually right at the scene where still it is quite a chaotic scene. Less than an hour and a half ago, a large explosion rocked the main intersection at the entrance to Jerusalem. It's right across from the main bus station and a huge convention center, and actually so close to the Associated Press offices that we heard the explosion from our window in the office, and upon arriving in the scene, really just saw the images that we haven't seen in so many years here in Jerusalem of bodies thrown on the street and the blood and glass everywhere. According to the medics, there are about 25 wounded, including two in critical condition. We don't know yet how this happened. The initial investigation is that it wasn't a suicide bombing, but in fact it was actually a bomb placed inside a bag, and people who were caught in between the bus and the sidewalk were wounded. But in any case, it comes at a very tense time in Israel, and it's been over 4 years since such an explosion has taken place in Jerusalem.
Yeah, you say a tense time because there's been this back and forth in the last couple of days between militants in Gaza and Israel with this report that a strike had mistakenly killed seven civilians. Do we know who is responsible for this bombing? Anyone claiming responsibility?
Well, not yet. It's still early on. We don't know exactly what happened, but this is coming, as you said, and during a time where there's been a lot of tension on the Israel-Gaza border, when there was actually just a week ago this stabbing of a family, a Jewish West Bank settler family. And so in the absence of peace talks and with everything going on in the region, things have been actually pretty quiet here in recent years. But just lately, things heating up, and this, of course, an exclamation point on its all, in its own right. We haven't seen it in quite a while. Jerusalem is very well acquainted with this in previous years, but the police saying they don't remember anything like this in more than 4 years.
And retaliatory strikes from Israel into Palestinian territory often come quickly. Has there been any comment yet from the Israeli government?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat the question. As you can imagine, there's a lot of noise going on around here.
Has there been any comment, Aaron, from the Israeli government about a quick retaliatory strike?
Well, there has been talk. In fact, Israel did strike back hard to what's been going on in Gaza. Not here yet, because we're still not clear exactly what's happened here. In recent days, we've had the most mortar and rocket fire from Gaza, actually, in over 2 years since that war at the beginning of 2009. Here, police are saying they don't have a suspect yet. It wasn't a suicide bombing, as we've been acquainted to in recent years. It was actually a bomb that was placed and left on the scene. And so the investigation is just beginning, but Jerusalem police announcing that they are heightened security in the entire area, and everybody here is on alert for what's going to happen next.
All right. Aaron Heller, thank you very much for that. Stay safe. He's reporting live from Jerusalem, not far from his Associated Press office.
Okay,